What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman and Ben Raza here for AwesomeMode.com, and we are back with another PGA Contenders this week for the John Deere, coming off of not the best week for us, and we are not exactly coming into a great tournament, but that doesn't mean we don't have the best picks. So be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Ben, we should have done a different event.
Yeah, the Scottish Open would have been the answer, but I will say Awesomo's got you covered there. Our main man, Jason Roslin's got a good Scottish Open preview and betting card posted. So if you are looking across the pond, we've got that. And as bad as this tournament is, and it is bad, I say this all the time, and it is true, in the betting market, that's kind of a good thing because it is wide open. We saw Cam Davis cash a big ticket last week. I wouldn't be stunned to see another first-time winner or a big long shot holding the trophy.
Yeah, we are going to have a lot of options to take people that you would not normally take in your average PGA event. I got three guys through the cut last week. Didn't really make a difference in the end. It's time to build a little bit of momentum. Would you prefer to go first or second today?
I'm going to go first. You can check out our breakfast menu daily betting video. And in that, you went first, so I'm going to try to balance it out. We were talking NBA Finals today, so make sure to check that out. Quick, easy view. Going to the outright market as I start, I'd say a lot of options. And I actually believe that because there's just so many guys that could win this tournament. It's so wide open. I'm going to go to a guilty pleasure of mine. He's 40-1. It's Aaron Wise. He's a player that, listen, it's been an up and down year. Obviously, you can paint either picture that you want. But this is a guy that we've seen compete in real fields this year. He was 9th at Wells Fargo. He was 17th at the PGA. He was 9th at Memorial. Those are, it's not even in the same stratosphere of field strength. And we know that this guy can do it. He's a former winner on tour. Then the bad side, he's been bad in weak fields. He lost 5 strokes putting last week at his last event at Travelers. And it's been an up and down season. But you know what? At an event like this, you have to buy into some of those red flags. And I know that Aaron Wise ceiling is that he could compete easily in a field like this. I've seen it done. It's almost there. Tee to green, he's been great. You just need the putter to cooperate. Easy course. Sign me up for 40-1 in a field this bad.
I looked at him. He was my number 2 for my outright. Not that I feel like this is so much better, but I was willing to take an even bigger shot on an event like this. So my number 1, 65-1 in the outright market, Kyle Stanley. Start of the year, pretty rough, but it's made 7 out of his last 8 cuts. He does have a top 10 this year at Charles Schwab, tied for 8th. The biggest issue we know here is going to be his putter. I just don't find putting to be all that big of a concern at this course. Driving accuracy appears to be the only skill that actually does matter here. And it's not even that extreme, but that to me is the one I'm looking for. Stanley 39th in driving accuracy this season. So at the very least, it's not an issue. It's really hard to feel really comfortable about an outright. We're talking about a like 30-person group that has like a 1.5% chance to win this event. So you're really talking about minimal margins in that outright market. I can't come at this with like confidence that I like, oh, Kyle Stanley's going to win this event. That's not how this works for this particular case. No. But 65-1, I think he should probably be more in like the 50-55-1 range. And that's really all the margins that I could squeeze out of it.
So, yeah, I mean, listen, even if that's true, even if it was true value of 30-1, like your incredible value, he's still very likely to lose. That doesn't really matter. Yeah. You're just trying to give yourself advantageous positions and hit one or two of those a year. I look at Kyle Stanley. I like everything about him. The results have been more almost stable than volatile. So, like, I wasn't drawn to the outright market. The putter seems to cap the ceiling. I was drawn to the top 10 market. Kyle Stanley plus 550 to come in the top 10 as my second pick. For everything that you mentioned, tee to green has been solid. He's making cuts. He's made 6 straight. I like everything about it. I'm just not sure that I wasn't willing to go to a good number, but say it's all or nothing. To me, there's a much greater chance, and I think equally or more value on a, you know, over 5-1 that he can just land on that first page of the leaderboard. So I'm with you. Basically, we dovetail right at the end. You're going for the whole, you know, the whole shebang. And I'm taking just a small margin, hopefully with a top 10 that he can slip in and be in contention, and then we'll both have a chance.
I love that you and I are looking the same direction here. I did look at him in the top 10 market, but I just couldn't pass up the value that is. Plus 490 to top 10 for Steve Stricker. Yep.
No.
Steve Stricker. Yeah, that's happening. Obviously, very different field strength than normal. Picked up a win going away last week at the Senior Players Championship. Finished 44th at the PGA Championship earlier this year, which is solid for someone like Stricker. Had a tied for 13 at the Honda back in March. That's actually fantastic for someone of his ilk. Other than the Amex, Stricker is having a great year for someone that's 54 years old. I don't feel terribly comfortable with this, but 5-1 at a top 10, I am willing to take my chances given the fact that this field is doo-doo.
Steve Stricker, Jim Furyk, a couple of other older gentlemen. I have a blind spot. I have a very difficult time betting them or going to them in DFS. It's probably a leak on my part because I there's not a lot of numbers. They make more cuts. I think they play better in stronger fields because they're very consistent. I always worry about their upside, but some of that is misguided. I mean, Furyk has a 58 on the tour, and Stricker is a very, very dangerous player when you get a wedge in his hand. I can't go there, but I see how you're drawn, and these are the type. Listen, these guys only play select events. They know what they're doing. They don't come to places where they have no shot. Obviously, Steve Stricker at John Deere, at TPC Deer Run, he can play well. There's no doubt about it. Much like Zach Johnson and many of the other guys that have just destroyed this place in the past. My final pick, pretty good golfer when you look at the field strength. He's not playing particularly well, but it's just a top 20. It's a small little bet, plus 250. So still a nice little, you know, multiplier if you can get it. It's Lucas Glover. I look at the recent form and it really hasn't been good. He's making cuts. He's made 5 out of his last 7, but a lot of like T38s, T40s in there. And it's mostly because of his strength. And that's where I think you can paint it both ways. His irons have been bad, and that's always the strength of Lucas Glover's game going back forever. He's actually gained strokes putting in 4 straight. That's a huge positive for a guy that usually struggles with flat stick. At a birdie fest, I think that will carry him a long way. I'm just looking for positive regression with the strength of his game. His irons need to be positive. I think we all know that with a guy this good long-term with the ball striking. So if he does that in a field like this, I'm not asking for much. I'm asking, you know, a top 20. You make a cut and you put up a good weekend and I cash a plus 250 ticket.
We've got similar bets for our T20 right now. I'm at plus 300. So we're in the same sort of neighborhood of player. I'm going to Charles Howell III. Has not been a good 2021 for CH3. He's missed his last 2 cuts, but his best finish this year happened in a legit event. Tied for 9th at the Players Championship. That is a very stronger field, very much a stronger field than this particular field.
Can confirm.
Yeah, his approach game has just absolutely cratered over the past 2 years. He's lost strokes in the approach 6 straight events. But through all my research for the course, the approach game at TPC Deer Run is the least important thing that you can need here. It's very, very low on the skill index from everything that I've looked at. And I don't need him to win. I just need him to be passable. And to get plus 300 for a top 20, I'm willing to take those chances. But it hasn't been great as of late. I'm hoping that he could rebound a little bit in a field that suits him slightly better.
Yeah, I mean, long-term pedigree. I don't particularly like it, but he's similar to Lucas Glover in that regard. It's long-term. These guys with better form would be $10,000 in the DFS markets, and they're certainly not. There's a reason for that, the form. But for the betting markets, I think some of the books maybe hung some softer numbers on those type of players. So it is what it is. I do think this is a good opportunity to look for live betting. Tournaments like this, you can make massive moves off the leaderboard. Guys that tee off early on the weekends, they're going to vault all the way up and people are going to overreact because having holes left is so important when you can make 10 birdies in a round.
Yeah. And that'll do it for the PGA Contenders, where we know where we're going to be next week for the first time in a while. I'm excited. Do you want to hint at it a little bit? Obviously,
yeah.
Everybody knows.
Well, everybody's already there. You wonder where all the good players are. They're in Scotland getting reps at the Scottish Open. And next week, we will be at the British Open. I cannot wait. Totally different style of golf. My favorite tournament of the year. And we're certainly, I think it's pretty easy to know we're going to have content on content from betting to DFS, all the tools you need, Alex's projections, ownership. So if you are watching this video and you are not at Parc, come in for the week. Even if you just want to try us out for the British Open, there's no better time to get in for golf for a major and then see what you think. And hopefully you'll stick around for many weeks to come.
There it is, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. Keep your eyes peeled next week because it's going to be a big one. One last reminder, hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when every bit of our content goes live. Thank you for joining us for the PGA Contenders. We will be back again next week for a biggie.